Sehr gut.
Sehr gut, jo.
Danke. We actually got a couple of really nice questions in email. This was, sorry, I'm a little bit confused still because when I'm at the place the whole week and nothing is happening, just seeing the different scenes after scene, but you're not in it, but you stay seeing the figure that you believe yourself to be. Is this correct? And I would say, once removed, the seer without local identification. So you don't even identify with, oh, I'm seeing from this form. I mean, remaining as the seeing, as you were saying, this like awareness basically of the just I. Scenes appearing and disappearing, and you're seeing that these things are occurring and there's job to be done or whatever, and it's just spontaneous. But not even the fact that I'm using this instrument, because seer is formless. So the seer that sees all these scenes is formless. And so to know this, you would give up this concept of a seer with a local identification. Literally, again, if the space in the room was seen through the eyes without identifying with the body, seeing the objects in the space and just the seeing of this, there's no need to say, oh, there's a John who's seeing this. There's just seeing. No local identification for this seeing. It's formless seeing. Happens to be using this body form as a telescope to see within the consciousness or the bubble of illusion, whatever you want to call it. But no seer. The seeing, and of course the seer, but the seer is without a local identification, is not involved in any of this. Again, best way to describe. Always anything that we can talk about, we can go right to dream. Bodies laying down. Sense of existence creates a dream world. Even though there's a dream character, you are not actually like behind the eyes of this little dream character. You're the seer, the formlessness, the consciousness, which is identifying for a time, for a limited form, in order to see activity. And then believing yourself to be a body, you participate in the activity. Then another part, which I thought was very nice because it reminded me so much of my little prayer that I had come to know. It says, "This noon, I made a very strong prayer to Formless Maharaj himself, so that I'm so thankful. I don't want anything for the me, but now I'm empty here. Is a body instrument available that he totally may use for his purpose." And this was this see through these eyes the beauty of your creation, speak through these lips your peace, and remove the ego and replace me with you. Was that was a prayer in the very early days of when I started working the program that I talked about. That I was trying to get in contact with this power greater than myself. It was okay, remove me and replace me with you. Remove this ego, replace me with you. See through these eyes the beauty of your creation. Speak through these lips your peace. Let me hear only the sound or whatever of the resonance of peace. And of course, yes, this is body-based. Just as And I want to thank you, Andrew, because I use the book Practicing the Presence by Brother Lawrence that you mentioned years ago. Every time a person who's identified as a Christian asks about like the presence and the different things, because in different various meetings I will speak about the presence, and I do it in such a way that it is it's not pointed, or it's not like somebody would say, oh, this is not good or whatever. And your suggestion of Brother Lawrence, the practice of the presence of God, is very excellent, because it's all the reality, it's all the same. But there are many people so conditioned with long association with the body in saying, oh, I'm only Christian and I only want to hear this way. And if it doesn't align with this, I shut my mind. And so this practicing the presence, the person came to me tonight and said, I've been reading it over and over and over, almost like a daily meditations. And I could feel that God. I can feel God, which is a very beautiful, as we know, as Maharana says, a very beautiful progressive step. Because no matter what you believe this presence is, or no matter how you're feeling about it, presence is just presence. It's the conditioning from the limited individual of identifying with a body and believing yourself to have beliefs and all these concepts and all this that creates all of this trouble. But just coming into contact with the presence, that power. Now, you, the you that you are, will unwind the more you desire. And the most beautiful thing is, while you're still identified with a body and you're seeking the presence, or you're seeking a power greater than yourself, the reward is that bliss. Hearing him describe, he was like, John, it was real. Like, I tangibly could feel God. And it was just a source of absolute bliss. Very great. Presence with presence, consciousness with consciousness. The fire is burning, illusory layers. We just have to remove the illusory layers, and there you are. The coming into contact, no matter whether you're Advaita or Christian or Jewish or whatever conditioning you have come up with through your body-based existence that you're believing to be true in the moment before you know yourself in a real sense. This presence, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, you remain with the I am, and the I am answers all the questions. It dissolves everything. So no matter how you get to the point where you can sense this presence at that time, if your true intention is just to, as this other person said, just use this body, And that's where Maharaj says you have to have the courage, because you wonder, like, okay, if God or the presence or the power or the consciousness suddenly uses this body, I say, okay, I'm not going to use the body anymore. You can come and you, then what happens? And that's with the courage, because you wonder, will I still go and do my job? Will I still, as many people ask Maharaj, is it okay to marry or date when you're in spirituality? And it's like, well, but the two have nothing to do with one another. You come into contact with your own self, and then all the scenes appear and disappear. You're no longer really involved. And yet you're living life to the fullest, because you're not trying to live life. Life is living you. And you just relax into it. I posted something, one more thing, on Instagram today, because I was reading I Am That. And it was so amazing. This, it says, establish yourself firmly in the awareness of I am. This is the beginning and also the end of all endeavor. I am that. That came from I am that. And that's exactly it. Know yourself in a real sense. This is the beginning. While you're still identified with body form, you're meditating, and this subtle sense of presence is felt. Attention starts to drift towards this presence. You desire this presence because naturally the reward is that Satchitananda, the existence, consciousness, bliss. It's just so beautiful, selfless self-intoxication. And that's the beginning. But it's also the end, because the more time you spend with yourself, the less you're going to believe in yourself as a limited body form. The concept of surrender will come about, and you'll say, okay, I surrender, as this person said, use this instrument. I surrender this body. I surrender everything to that power greater than me. As she says, formless Maharaj. I surrender everything to that. And then again, when I went to India, this was the exact thing I wrote in my journal. When I come to you, Master, I come to your feet to number one, thank you for the experience, and number two, to leave whatever may remain of me. And then presence, it's because presence is true. If everything we're speaking about was not true, number one, you could not investigate it. Number two, there wouldn't be, it would be like a made up thing. But you, anyone, everyone can know themselves in a real sense because you are that. You never were not that. You just sort of thought you weren't that. Now you remove the thought that you're not that and you're that because you always were that. Listen to the experience of someone else who has gone through this, who knows themselves in a real sense. And then you verify that in your own direct recognition and direct experience. You read the books, just like the Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence is beautiful because this is a person who is experiencing that conscious contact, who is experiencing the presence of God, and who is seeing that he is maintaining this constant presence of God. And the way he's describing it, because you have to put it in words, the way he's describing it, there's part of you that knows this to be true. And that part of you that knows this to be true then goes and does direct investigation, sits quietly with your own self. We read I Am That, we read Master of Self-Realization. There is something in you that knows these words to be true. As Maharaj says, you read the reader. And you identify with the reader, the formless reader, because the book is saying, accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. So who are you then? Accept your selfless self. No God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no disciple, nothing is there except your selfless self. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity that you are. And so, quite naturally, quite normally, oh, so that I am that. Is that Beth?
Yes, hi.
Hello,
Hello. It's nice to share the intoxication of the selfless self.
Indeed.
No questions. I think I feel more of the conviction. Could you say more, maybe, about conviction?
Conviction, the first time you know yourself in a real sense, through meditation, you sense the just I, this subtle, subtle sense of presence. Your attention flows to this. And you're sort of training this attention. Instead of going out all over the place, you just remain with yourself. And it'll be like an ant with a magnifying glass. It just burns off all concepts as you're here naturally. And now, you know, you don't have to continue to at least pay attention to yourself. You just know yourself now in a real sense. Nothing in this world is happening to you. It's all within you. And you just go about, do your job, do your duties. Anytime that you may get involved in the illusion, you just pull back and remain with your selfless self. But you absolutely know I'm formless. I have nothing to do with this world. There's conviction is just you are that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Like even you could go into a room full of quote unquote people and they could all tell you, no, 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 you're wrong. As Maharaj says, you go to another guru and they say, no, 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 you're not Brahman. You're this and this and you need to do these things. But after conviction, like, no, I'm sorry. I'll listen to what you have to say, not be rude, but I know myself in a real sense. Therefore, I'm also less likely to go, as Maharaj says, go spiritually tourist and go to this master and that master and collect mantra. And because I'm no longer thinking that there's something out there that I am not, like that can benefit you.
Right.
You know, as you believe yourself to be a body form, you go about all these spiritual activities and all this sort of stuff. And if a book came out and it said, read this book, 100 people have realized themselves and are living in bliss, and you would not go and run and buy this book. Nisargadatta said there was a sage who was saying, I'm going to be leaving the body soon and I want to leave you with all my powers. And Nisargadatta Maharaj says, I'm not a widow. Meaning his master, he doesn't need this. There is no attraction to all these spiritual powers. And then the master, he said, well, to Nisargadatta, he said, well, if you don't take this, then I'm going to curse you and do terrible things. Nisargadatta Maharaj says, there's nothing you can do. I'm not a widow.
Yeah.
My master is totally protecting me. There's nothing I need. Nothing I fear. So, and this is that conviction. You know yourself in a real sense. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be taken away. This body will no longer be available at one time. And then you are just all that is. But you're all that is anyway. There's just a
Right.
limited time frame of you believing yourself to be a body that can be born and die.
Yeah.
Knowing yourself in a real sense, there's no birth, no death. Doctor on your quote deathbed says, well, you know, tonight is probably the night you'll be leaving the world or whatever. And you just remain with your selfless self. Maybe say goodbye to the families or whatever, or nobody, and just remain with your selfless self. It doesn't matter. You know, this body, whether this body is here or not, I am. Because before even the feeling I am, which is the most subtle, I am. Before the feeling I am, which created the existence of I exist, I am, before the words could be spoken through the body that you identify with, I am, I am. And the conviction is just this, you know. Even you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know what? You know, you don't have a long time on the earth anymore. Okay, thank you, doctor. Is there anything you would recommend I do? Oh, maybe take this medicine, whatever. Okay. But it's not like, oh my God, like I'm dying, like I'm leaving the body. Because you're the formless presence that's used this body for a time. It's a rental, as Maharaj says. Then after leaving the body, even this concept, leaving the body, doesn't make sense. It's like you wake up from the dream and you say you left the body to wake up. Like the dream consciousness had to leave the body and become the waking consciousness so that, quote, you could wake up. But again, this cannot be. Ramana Maharshi famously said, when they said about leaving the body, he's like, leaving the body, like, where would I go? Like,
where would I go? Yes, right. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Where would I go? Yeah.
Even there's some famous poet that had some kind of like, I am not dead, I did not die. Like, don't go to my grave or something like this. It's a very long poem, very famous poem. But there was the understanding that, you know, I am not dead, I did not die. Like,
right. That's a nice one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you remain with yourself as self. Again, this black hole, it just sucks in all. There's nowhere for a concept to stick. And you could even think, okay, nowhere for a concept to stick. This body's no longer available. And yet, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body.
Right.
Intellectually speaking, you say, oh, body of John, all the friends come and look at John and say, oh, John is gone and this and that. But you are the presence that's within all the friends. Viewing the body that you used to believe was yourself for a time, and now you're just providing the power and the energy for this
funeral.
Yeah. You know, somebody comes and says nice words about you, but in reality, it's the presence still in within the bubble of illusion, identified with the body, or even not identified. They might know themselves in a real sense. Who knows? Because there's no individuality right now.
Right.
And when you know yourself in a real sense, the concept of individuality doesn't make sense. It's almost like you wake up and you start mourning the characters in your dream who are not there anymore. You know, they all died. The whole world was just destroyed, and you start mourning them because for a time it all appeared real. And even the desires, oh, I want, like we talked about last week, I think, the house in my dream. I want to take it out of my dream and live in it here because it's a very nice house, you know?
Yeah.
Or as they talk about in the spiritual books, the beggar who dreams he's a king, or is it the king who's dreaming he's a beggar? And neither is true. And that brings to another poem, a man who says, was I dreaming I was a butterfly? Or was I a butterfly dreaming I was a man? And neither is true. And then there's no illusion can't touch you because you're formless. There's nothing to touch. Bhagavad Gita talks about it of can't be burned, can't be cut, can't be all these various things it talks about. Because it cannot. You are that. And you know this. And even the spontaneous devotion to the master, 100,000 times a day, I'm like, thank you, Maharaj, even for a nice lunch. Oh, thank you, Maharaj, that was a very nice lunch. Or, oh, look, it stopped raining. Oh, thank you, master, it stopped raining. But there's not a, oh, I forget myself or anything like this. Because as Maharaj says, you're bowing to selfless self. You're not bowing to him. Devotion after liberation. So you don't believe, oh, I'm a very great master. Or all of these poor other people who don't know themselves in a real sense and they're still suffering in this dream. Like, what? You know yourself in a real sense, you bow. Okay. Thank you, Master.